Hey there, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. So today we are just plain showing off, and we're going to answer three questions. So three questions today. We typically limit it to one question, but there's three questions I will be covering today. So let's see. Number one, we have a, and I just lost it. Where was it? All right. So Legacy88 asks on Twitter. By the way, if you want to submit a question, you can ask, hit me on Twitter at Ray Higdon, hashtag Ask Ray. At Ray Higdon, hashtag Ask Ray. So Legacy88 asks, worked hard to exceed six figures in our first year. What differentiates us from someone able to earn seven figures in 1 year? Ask Ray. And so I had to get some clarifying questions. I asked Legacy88 a few other questions, like, what are you in? Are you in internet marketing, affiliate marketing, network marketing? What exactly? And they're in a health and wellness network marketing company. So here's the advice that I can give you. And, you know, this isn't made up advice. This is actually advice that I've learned from a culmination of people like Eric Worre, Mark Yarnell, from personally studying under Larry Thompson, who traveled with Jim Rohn for 9 years. And so here's my suggestions on that. Okay, number one, if you have to be in network marketing, at least you have to be and maintain the same kind of energy that you've maintained to earn six figures. Now, in network marketing, it's kind of unique, okay? Because for you to go from six figures to seven figures in, like, your own business, you can't stay the same. You have to change. In network marketing, the interesting thing about it is you actually have to stay the same. And here's what I mean by that, okay? Because you might hear that and think, well, don't you have to grow? Of course you have to grow, but you have to maintain the same energy, okay? And the same energy is you have to, A, be coachable. I see a lot of people that they reach six figures in network marketing and they become uncoachable. Okay, they stopped thinking that they need to grow. You need to maintain that attitude that you need to keep growing. I know that sounds strange. So, number one, maintain the attitude that you need to keep growing. Number two, be coachable. You need to be coachable. Number three, stick to the system that got you to six figures. Number four, keep recruiting and recruit leaders. Now, you can't dictate that every person you recruit is a leader, but you need to know that if you are to get from six to seven, you're going to have to keep recruiting. That's the biggest thing. You know, I see people, they get to a certain status and then they think, sweet, I no longer have to do, you know, what I want my entire team to do. And that creates an energy problem. And the team recognizes it. You stop inspiring them. They stop being motivated by your energy and your attention. So you need to keep recruiting. You need to be coachable. You need to stay hungry for growth. So personal growth is a must. Showing up to the events, being coachable, keep recruiting. That's how you get from six to seven figures inside of network marketing. So next question. My man James Kimber, he says, ask Ray, do you have any suggestions on daily meditation? Guided or not guided, vibrational mindset is so important. I've done a lot of different meditations. I mean, I've done, you know, like crystal bowl meditations where they, and I really like that. I really dig that stuff. I've done salt cave meditations, not medications, but meditations where, you know, in Naples, right down the road from me, there's a salt cave. It's a man-made salt cave. And you go in there and the entire floor is covered with Himalayan salt and the walls are covered with crystal salt, whatever. And you just kind of meditate in there. My daily meditation is a meditation by Centerpoint Research called HoloSync. And I know that there's other meditations out there. All I can tell you is I like that. I've stuck with it for years, and it's, you know, it just helps me clear my mind, clear the muck out, and become, you know, more focused. So I really like HoloSync. It's by, there's a gentleman named Bill Harris who's in the movie The Secret, and he runs Centerpoint Research. It's called HoloSync. So that's what I like. But I also like a lot of Wayne Dyer stuff. So, you know, bottom line is, you pick the one that you like the most. I don't know that, you know, my preference is necessarily your preference, but there you go. And then lastly, Toni Martin on Twitter here, she hits me up. I'm offering samples for my health business at events. What are some tips for getting people's info to follow up with when they're on the run? Ask Ray. I would say I'm an expert at that. And it just depends how many you want to give away. Let me tell you my favorite way. This is for a, you know, at an event, okay? I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know if you mean like an expo or a trade show or something like that. My favorite way at like a trade show or expo is to do timed giveaways. So I may give away a very inexpensive, and I actually did this at an Ohio event once, and it worked like crazy. But do timed giveaways. So you could, hey, at 2 o'clock, I'm going to be giving away an MP3 player. And, you know, you could have like a $30 MP3 player, nothing fancy. And hey, at, you know, 2 o'clock, I'm going to be giving away an MP3 player. Must be present to win. So what happens is you gather a large crowd around your table, and they're all, you know, you get all their information while they're there, and then you draw one. But before you draw, you have this captive audience give a 5-minute pitch on your product or business. Okay. It's a really, really genius way to draw crowds. And you also got their information to follow up with anyway. So that's my favorite as far as a trade show or expo. As far as if I, you know, maybe you're just like a back table at an event, then you need to either A, do some kind of drawing, or B, give them something that they want. You know, give them something of value. Trade them value for their information. And know that most of your recruits aren't going to happen at the actual event. They're going to happen in the follow-up process, which it sounds like you've accurately identified. So I hope you got benefit out of this. This is our 17th podcast, and rocking it strong. If you'd like to share this with your teammates or your friends, feel free to tell them. Tell them to go to rayhigdon.com/podcast. And if you got enjoyment out of this, please leave an iTunes review. I would definitely appreciate that. And we will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.